deep below Stately Wayne Manor.
Master scope circuit A-OK.
Let's check it. Beginning of the tape.
Right.
If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
B.I.G.
Where are you?
There we go.
Oh, okay.
What's wrong now?
Couldn't find his mic. Yeah.
You gotta push certain buttons.
106.7.
Not sure why that happened. 102. 106.7. Cameron. What happened? Would you guess?
You tell us. Sherry aneurysm.
Details on how to buy tickets for the K-Rock Almost Acoustic Christmas. Nope. For the K-Rock Weenie Roast, which is coming up very soon. And it is 19 minutes after 9 o'clock. Sorry.
This is where you hit the button, like we discussed.
And now,
I would very much like to be excluded from this narrative.
Our feature presentation.
Why all that?
Because it's awesome.
Just a tribute. I look at it as
a tribute.
A mid-career stop, and hey, how lucky have we been all these years to have the monkey on our show?
Right.
I feel like you asking, why do you think that happened, is my favorite. Like, anyone knows.
Well, I didn't know, so I was just hoping somebody could interpret.
Ladies and gentlemen, Hall of Fame, right?
Yeah.
Come on, Hall of Fame.
Morning, everybody. Brand new Kevin Abicho. It is Thursday, the 20th of Rocktober.
No, you're a puppet.
You're a puppet.
You're a puppet.
You're a puppet.
You're a nasty woman.
Putin.
And that was the debate in 10 seconds.
Bad hombre.
Bad hombre.
Oh, bad hombre.
Yes.
Forget about the most important thing.
Kevin's favorite bad hombre.
It really is.
They're playing the troop this weekend, right?
Yes, they are.
Bad hombre's the best. Hey, I think this is interesting. You guys won't, but I'm going to insist that you listen to it anyway.
That seems like the definition of something you should not do.
Did you watch Weeds? Did anyone watch Weeds on Showtime?
Yeah.
Remember the theme song, The Little Boxes in the Neighborhood, Where the People Live? Remember that song?
Yeah.
That song, until this week, had a chart record on the Billboard charts as being the shortest song to ever make the charts. Hmm. It was 1 minute and 2 seconds, that song. Went to number 83 back in 1964, and the record has just been bested by a new song that I would like to share with you, and maybe you can tell me what the hell is going on. This song is 45 seconds long. Hey! Maybe you don't want to hear America's Hottest New Song.
Oh.
This song is 45 seconds long, and it is called PPAP, which stands for Pen, Pineapple, Apple Pen. Okay?
Nope.
That's the name of the song.
No.
Pen, Pineapple, Apple Pen.
I'm going to say that's not the name of the song.
It is by Pico Taro, and let's hear the entirety of that song, shall we?
P-P-A-P.
P-P-A-P again, ladies and gentlemen. Let's see if you can follow along with these lyrics.
I have a pen. I have an apple. Apple pen. I have a pen. I have pineapple. Pineapple pen.
Okay, so he's got a pen.
Uh-huh.
And he has an apple.
Sure.
And then he has a pineapple, and then he has an apple, and then he has a pen. So it's the pen, pineapple, apple pen is the song.
Okay.
It's number 77, ladies and gentlemen, on the Hot 100 right now.
Oh, my God.
This is a thing that people have watched on YouTube more than 29 million times.
You were wrong. I'm very interested in this, and I love it.
Apple pen, pineapple pen. Pen, pineapple, apple pen. Pen, pineapple, apple pen.
Oh.
P-A-P.
Big finish, Kevin.
Sorry.
I have a pen.
Nope. There we go. That's how it ends right there.
Come on.
Now it's you.
Didn't it sound like that to you guys, though?
It did.
Three times.
All right. That's the best song ever.
Why?
Wow.
But explain what? Huh? Ha? Who?
I mean, it's got a catchy little beat. You feel like you're in a video game. So
but
that's
it's more of a ringtone than it is a song,
plus
right?
You feel his joy.
Yeah.
At having that pen.
Yeah.
But what's the
and
deal
the pineapple.
With a pen and a pineapple on an apple? Like, how is that a thing? Like, I don't understand what's going on. Like, why does he have a pen and then he has a pineapple and then he has an apple and then he has a pen? Why?
I feel like, play it again.
No.
No, play it again so we can, you know, break it down.
I mean, I guess that part's catchy, but put some new lyrics on it or something, right?
I have a pen. I have an apple. Apple pen.
That, I mean, that's essentially it.
Does he have a pen and an apple, and are they separate? Or is it an apple pen?
No, then he... Oh.
Right?
Is it a third thing, an actual apple pen?
Correct.
I don't think so. It's hard to tell in the video because if I remember correctly, he's not holding any of them. He's just using his hands. So I don't know if he's...
Well, then he throws in the pineapple all willy-nilly, and we're not ready for it.
Very confusing, yeah. How about a little heads up, right?
Right.
Pico Taro, little heads up.
Wow.
So anyway, I'll keep you posted, but right now it's number 77, so we'll see if that's going to be the end up being the song of the summer, but there you go.
I sure hope so. Love it.
Right?
Let's talk about today's Kevin and Bean Show, shall we?
You can't polish this turd.
Dr. Drew joins us on Thursdays. We're going to talk to him today. We are going to talk about Justin Bieber, who wants his fans to quiet down.
Well, you don't go to a concert and then make noise.
Stop making so much noise, fans.
You're supposed to sit in absolute silence at a rock concert. Everybody knows that.
Jim Rome on the show today, like we do
Wake
on Thursdays.
Up, I need to make money.
A new feature called What's Wrong With You?
Oh.
We're going to talk to Matt Money Smith about the Dodgers. Which didn't go quite as well last night as the night before.
Really? I didn't see it. I assumed they won.
It was close.
Yeah?
No.
No.
They got within eight, right?
Yeah.
That's not the goal, though, right?
I don't think so.
Okay. All right.
Right. We got them right where we want them, though.
Right.
Yeah.
We'll talk about the debates and Bad Hombre. I went to a charity ceremony yesterday for Fisher House, which is one of the charities that we use for April Foolishness.
Mm-hmm.
And we donate money to them. And it was amazing. And I have a very interesting question for you guys. Something happened there, and I was baffled by it.
Uh-oh.
Oh, no.
And I was baffled. And then I wasn't sitting next to Dave, the King of Mexico. And when he walked over, I asked him the question. And he interrupted me and said, I didn't know either.
Oh, no.
So it hit him that way.
Okay. Oh, so no. We're going to compare notes on a couple of dum-dums.
Well, I'm not sure that's...
That's not the takeaway.
I don't feel like that was a good recap.
Okay, well, we'll find out soon then.
And we are going to introduce you to the next president of the United States.
Oh, somebody else?
Yes.
Yeah.
Somebody swooping in at the last minute to
Correct.
Give us a better choice?
It's not Absolutely. Hillary. It's not Donald.
Sight unseen, I will vote for him or her.
It's Joe Exotic.
Joe Exotic is my new leader then.
Correct.
All right.
And we're going to talk to him about him coming up in a few minutes. We'll take a break. We'll come back with the Showbiz Beat next. 106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. This is the Kevin and Bean Show. It is 5:53.
This time tomorrow morning, by the way, Ralph Garman's going to be at the K-Rock Vein Drain Blood Drive at Universal Studios Hollywood with lots of prizes, lots of free stuff to give away, and more importantly, the opportunity for you to meet him, shake his hand, get a photo, and... Give a little blood. Maybe save a life. You can get all the details at KROQ.com if you want to head on down there and be part of that tomorrow. It should be a lot of fun. Hey, Ralph, how are you?
Give a lot of blood, by the way. Not a little blood. Give a lot of it.
Oh, really? Like a gallon at a time?
It's empty out. What do you got?
I don't think we're emptying people out.
Well, it's a new sheriff in town.
Okay.
Well, I'm going to be down there. Things are going to change a little bit. What's this, a pint?
That's weak.
You'll just be yelling, more!
Start throttling him, squeezing, squeezing the blood out of him.
Look, you can make more. Tomorrow. That's what the body does, right?
Absolutely. People are weak.
I think that's fair.
Get this weak sauce out of here, or whatever.
You want people crawling out of there because they're too weak to stand.
Yes. Get this weak sauce out of here.
Right?
You tell them, Maz. Well, last night was, of course, the final presidential debate.
Come on, let's have a few more.
I don't think I could bear it.
Right?
And as always... The entertainment world speaking out on politics. Madonna has a real incentive for you to vote for Hillary Clinton on Election Day. Well, maybe the fellas anyway. New York Post reporting, Madonna introduced Amy Schumer last night, Tuesday night, at New York's Madison Square Garden. And then, to the audience, she made an offer of sexual gratification for a Hillary vote. In exchange for a vote for Hill, you get a boop-boop. I don't know how she's going to fulfill that campaign promise, but...
I mean, in New York City alone, there would be
a million votes more, right, for Hillary?
I think what she should do is make this retroactive, and all the guys she's already given that gift to,
right,
if they'd vote for Hillary, it's like 40 million votes. So, in the bag, right?
Imagine the palate in her mouth. What that must look like.
Man.
I hate it here.
Dennis would weep, right?
It's happening.
Now you're that guy. Now that's you.
That's something else right there, man.
Right? And this election was bad enough to force Eminem out of retirement. We haven't heard from Eminem in quite a while. He dropped a new track this week called Campaign Speech, where he takes on George Zimmerman, Trayvon Martin, Colin Kaepernick, Robin Thicke. Well, finally, we got his take on the Robin Thicke fiasco, and even Donald Trump. It is, it's Eminem.
Yeah.
I'll give you that.
It's not really a song.
No. Not so much. It's like a slam poetry reading.
Yeah, like a free association of everything that's been on his mind the last 5 years.
Yeah, if you'd like to hear some. Do we have a little bit? Safe for broadcast?
I assume so.
It's pretty loaded up.
Let's just go with it.
All right, let's see what happens. What do you say?
Consider me a dangerous man, but you should be afraid of this dang candidate. You say Trump don't kiss ass like a puppet because he runs his campaign with his own cash for the funding, and that's what you wanted? A loose cannon who's blunt with his hand on a button who doesn't have to answer to no one? Great idea.
I like the blink, 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 blink. I like the string section behind him. It makes it friendly.
Were you guys surprised that he released this yesterday?
Yes.
Because he seems like a guy who has pretty high standards. There aren't a lot of, lesser outtakes from Eminem. But this would seem so tossed off.
Oh.
Now you're back to Madonna again.
I just love that he rhymed Stegosaurus, Chuck Norris, and Thesaurus. What was that? It was 7 minutes of just word salad.
Yeah.
It was bizarre. Yeah.
It was weird.
I'm concerned.
Don't be. Okay. Things are fine. Except for this news. This isn't fine. Warner Brothers has announced that they have picked up the rights to Willy Wonka from the Roald Dahl estate, and they're planning a new Willy Wonka movie.
No!
Oh, good. Finally. Listen, just do something else. You're a big company, Warner Brothers. Go do something else. Just leave it alone. Just leave it alone.
I bet they get scripts submitted to them every day that they won't even read.
Listen, we did the new Willy Wonka. Tim Burton came in and he did his take, and everyone was disappointed and it wasn't good. And we said, okay, so that happened. Now we don't have to put up with that again. Ah, but this time they say it'll be a standalone movie focused just on Willy and his early adventures.
Okay.
You know what? No.
Like an origin story?
I guess.
Will he be hot and young?
Of course he will.
Imagine he will.
And extreme. It'll be Willy Wonka on a motorcycle, jumping a cavern of chocolate, and we'll like fight Oompa Loompas with a sword and some dynamite.
I wasn't excited until your version of it. Now I'm in.
Wonka in 3D IMAX. Stop it.
Stop it indeed.
You don't understand. Stop it. I think you're missing my point.
Wrong.
Stop it. Let's take a look at today's celebrity birthdays. All these stars born on today, October 20th. Tom Petty, 66 years old today. Director Danny Boyle turns 60. Viggo Mortensen.
Tail.
I'm not lying. 58 years old. Snoop Dogg is 45 years old. John Krasinski celebrates his 37th birthday. And model Candace Swanepoel turns 28. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Tens of millions of Americans, no doubt, tuned into the last presidential debate last night. And I'm sure a lot of people were sitting there going, I got to pick my poison here. I got to vote for one of these asshats. It's got to be either Clinton or Trump. Well, I guess you could vote for Gary Johnson, or you could vote for Jill Stein, or you could do what we've decided to do here on the Kevin and Bean Show and go all in on Joe Exotic. Am I right?
You are right.
He's the man.
100%.
He had me at I'll never wear a suit. That's what I realized. He was my candidate.
Yeah. He said a lot of stuff that I thought, wow, he's Kevin in a lot of respects. A lot not. And we'll find
that's not
out
a deal.
Which ones he is not. But you know me. When I see a video and I think, well, this is nuts.
Right.
I go on a deep dive.
Mm-hmm.
and I can't be stopped. And I did this with this gentleman, Joe Exotic, after we met him on, I believe it was Sunday night, with John Oliver. And this man has thrown his hat in the ring, and he wants to be your president.
I'm Joe Exotic, and today this is not going out to any kind of a presidential candidate or any politician. The purpose of this video today is to let you know who I am. First thing is, I am not cutting my hair. I'm not changing the way I do.
I'm sorry, wait. First?
So that I'm not cutting my hair?
Yes.
The first thing he wants you to know, right out of the gate, that is a little insane.
And by the way, terrible
it's
hair.
The worst.
It is the worst.
It's a bad dye job, and it looks like he cut it himself in a mirror.
I am not cutting my hair.
All right, that's one.
I'm not changing the way I dress. Yeah. I refuse to wear a suit.
All right.
See?
I'm in.
It's
I'm
Kevin,
in.
Essentially.
Yeah,
my candidate.
Until.
I am gay.
Okay.
I've had two boyfriends most of my life. I currently got legally married. Thank God. It's finally legal in America. I've had some kinky sex. I have tried drugs through the younger years of my life.
I mean, who's more honest than Joe Exotic?
Who leads with kinky sex?
You gotta respect a candidate who puts it all out there in the first minute.
Absolutely.
And man, did I do drugs.
I am broke as shit. I have a judgment against me from some bitch down there in Florida, but I can tell you I paid a fine with the USDA, and that is nothing but a civil fine, ladies and gentlemen. That does not mean that I was accused or convicted of any kind of animal cruelty thing.
Oh, what's that all about? Well, I don't like the sound of that.
Yeah, he owns a exotic animal park, essentially,
in Oklahoma.
He's got over 200 tigers, and when I say he's doing
real
this
tigers?
Speech... Just standing amongst tigers, not in cages, just laying next to them. One's on a little raised area behind him. He is standing there just talking with tigers roaming freely.
Why are tigers not eating him?
I'm not real sure, but again.
Question two.
Yes.
Imagine the White House full of tigers.
Right?
That's pretty strong.
Amen.
I built one of the biggest facilities and the nicest facilities for exotic animals in this country as far as a private individual goes. I'm Joe Exotic, and don't forget, I am now stepping my foot in the ring to run for president. And this is all paid for by the committee of Joe Exotic Speaks for America.
Let's get it on.
Did he have Hulk Hogan on his side too?
When I tell you this,
so good.
My deep dive also led me to his country music songs.
Oh, he's a singer.
Absolutely,
fantastic.
He's a singer.
Fantastic.
But let's review. Openly gay, married, country music singer.
Uh-huh.
He's not going to cut his hair, not going to wear a suit,
up,
had
right?
kinky sex, done drugs.
Right.
Right.
But you're probably saying, what about his policies?
I mean, if you're running for president,
right.
I feel like that's a fair question.
I'm not.
Right.
I'm already in.
Well, here you might be even more in after this, because this is the first thing he's going to do when he gets into office.
I've seen a lot of people on the internet say, Joe, I'm going to write you in for president if we don't get a 30-minute sit-down. I'll tell you people something. I don't know about politics, and if you want to write me in as president, I'll guarantee goddamn to you the first thing I'm going to do when I get in that Oval Office is, you know that pen that they sign all them bills with? That motherfucker. Going in the trash.
Wait, where's the pen rage coming from?
He's so mad at that
Why
pen.
Is he mad at the pen?
He just doesn't want to sign bills that mean nothing.
What did the pen do to him? How is his campaign for the presidency that he doesn't know anything about issues?
Well, wait till you hear about all the bills he's not going to sign.
Okay.
Because there ain't going to be a bill approved for the next 4 years until re-election again. And that's what needs to happen in this country. Why the hell do we need to introduce 3,000 bills every state, every year, and then go up to Congress and introduce over 3,000 more?
So once that's fantastic.
So we're all filled up with laws then.
We're
don't need to make any changes.
We don't need any more.
You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to do nothing.
Yeah, until he's reelected, he said.
Right.
What?
Again, if you don't like the way I talk, don't watch my videos. But let me tell you something. I shoot from the hip, I tell it straight, and this is about saving your rights, not just mine. I got my rights under control right here in Oklahoma. You see how I talk, you see how I walk, and you see how I run a business. So once again, if you're too lazy to hit that share button and spread this around, let's stand up and take our rights back. Please, get off of my social media and make some room for the thousands of people waiting to get on.
Listen, if you're not going to share his videos, he doesn't need you. There are people lining up to click on share.
Because that's how the internet works.
That's how the internet works. There's a limited number.
They can't all do that?
No.
Just whenever they want?
Not in Joe Exotic's world.
So the people at the front of the line aren't active enough.
No.
So get out.
Get out.
Okay.
This is possibly my favorite. Trump's logic is all wrong.
Okay.
Donald Trump, I don't know what the he's smoking, because you can't throw 10 million people out of this country because we don't have 10 million white people that'll work. And that's a fact. All right? They're all on DHS or smoking crack. I say build a wall and keep them motherfuckers in here. The answer isn't raise minimum wage. They ain't gonna work harder for $15 an hour. Have you been to a fucking McDonald's lately? Got your order right? Hell no.
Right? I mean, he's making perfect sense to me.
He's making a lot of sense.
At least he's wading into the real issues of the campaign right now.
Absolutely. And you may be saying to yourself, well, how has being gay affected his mindset? He'll let
being gay gave me the ability to open up my heart and my mind to let people live how the hell they want to live. If you want to be Muslim, that's fine, okay? If the first time you walk in and start mowing somebody down, I'm going to go over there and blow some up. I don't know, Chris. I sit and I lay in bed every night, and I wonder, why are people having newborn babies?
Wait.
Yep. I know I do that, too.
Okay, but do we need to explain to him how that works? Why are people having newborn babies?
He just lays in bed wondering.
Wow.
Yeah.
Is that his way of saying it's a terrible world? Why would you bring a child into it? Or does he not understand that how babies are made?
Well, you said he has kinky sex. Maybe he doesn't know.
Okay, all right. Could be.
Vote Joe Exotic or Joseph Maldonado for president. And let's let him know that a normal person out here, whether he's gay, straight, or whatever. But we'll see what happens, Chris.
We'll see what happens, Chris.
Finally, we have a better choice for 2016.
Falls in love. 106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. This is the Kevin and Bean Show. It is 20 minutes after 6.
Listeners got their money's worth out of that Lumineers song. Man,
right?
They had every last second. No jumping in over the end of that one. Let that breathe.
Right.
Hey, this little girl has a complaint.
Halloween spooks outside my window. Halloween spooks behind the tree. I love Halloween spooks.
I know, honey. Aww. We do, too, but the bad man won't let us play it. So it's not our fault. It's Kevin who won't let us play it.
You can play her all day.
Uh-huh.
Instead, her version
of it. Hey, Kevin. Halloween spooks outside my window.
Right.
That's right, mother.
Right? It's a revolt. The listeners are revolting over your refusal to give us some Halloween spooks. It's almost Halloween, Kevin.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You're a bad man.
Yeah.
Tell me about yesterday.
Yesterday, there was a ribbon-cutting ceremony for Fisher House. Now, Fisher House is a charity that builds homes right across from a VA. So, VA hospital. So, and I didn't know this before yesterday, but there are specialties in different places. So at Long Beach, the VA, their specialty is blindness and spine injuries.
Oh.
So they're for those or against
no,
those?
No, I'm saying they treat those. That's their specialty.
Gotcha. Okay.
So, but if you live, you know, in Wisconsin and your son or daughter is injured, they bring them to Long Beach. So what does the family do? How do they visit? You know, that's the whole thing. So they build these Fisher houses that have, was it 16 rooms?
16 rooms.
Christine? Where the families can come stay, that's right across from the hospital so that they can go visit their son or daughter.
And takes the burden off of paying for a hotel.
Yes,
that
of course.
Time.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, it's an amazing thing.
It really is.
And we started giving some of the money that we raised from April Foolishness to Fisher House. And how much did we end up donating to this particular Fisher House?
I think this house, it was something around $165,000, I think.
So that's a lot of money.
It really is. Money.
And here's the weird thing about it is that we're very, very happy to help Fisher House because it's a great organization. But the weird thing is the comedians do the show,
mm-hmm.
and they do the stand-up comedy, and then the people buy the buy the tickets, mm-hmm. we're the only people that don't do anything.
That's right.
That is true.
I sort of felt like a poser. Like
we're just the facilitators is all we do.
Right.
We just take this person and put them over there with that person.
Right.
And then we're out of it. Yeah. And
so
then,
you felt guilty going to this ribbon cutting.
Yes, of course.
Okay.
What am I doing there?
Right.
You know what I mean? I just felt weird about it. So I sat down and there's a parents that are taking the stage. And they've been in a Fisher house for 15 months while their son gets treated. And I honestly just wanted to marine crawl right back out to my car and just leave.
Well, their son, who was a double amputee, who was in the audience and had his wife and his very young daughter with him, it was very emotional.
Right.
And they're talking about the experience of, like, how hard and how difficult it is as parents to watch your children go through this. And for them, they would not have been able to have been there with their child.
Right.
And you got to remember these kids. I mean, they're children, 19, 20 years old, coming home from war. And it was just so emotional to see these parents talk about this experience of possibly not being able to be there for your child during this incredible, incredibly terrible time in their family's life.
Yeah.
And the reason that we're bringing this up is because a lot of times when you give to charity, if it's Stand Up to Cancer or something like that, you send money and then you just sort of hope for the best.
Right.
You hope they use it well, but you don't really see anything tangible. This is
Hear back. Right?
This is actual. A tangible proof. This is something that you can look at. You can look at the picture and say, if I went to April Foolishness, I helped build that.
That's amazing.
What was yesterday? Was it an opening of a new facility? Is that what was happening?
Yes, it was the official grand opening of the Long Beach Fisher House.
Was there ribbon cutting?
Yes.
Did Kevin get the hilariously large scissors?
I didn't, but there were hilariously large scissors. And I looked at the picture a little bit later on and was like, wow, who doesn't belong there?
Oh, no.
I really did.
So in other words, it was a photograph of a bunch of people who have dedicated their lives to making other people's lives better.
Yes.
And then there was you.
And then there was me.
Right.
And I was just like, man, I shouldn't be here. And then the head of the Fisher House came up to me and said, hi, thank you, just want to say thank you. And I was like, this seems like it's all too serious and important for me to be at.
Right.
Were you wearing big boy clothes, Kevin?
I wore pants.
Oh, wow.
Wow, long pants?
Stupid Christine made me.
Okay.
I requested. I said, you know, this is an event where possibly cargo shorts would not be the ideal attire.
And Christine is the nicest person in the world, so she's saying don't be an ass.
Yeah.
Right. How about a collared shirt?
Yes.
Wow.
Short sleeve, but collar.
It was 90 degrees.
It was hot.
So I hear you.
Right.
Okay.
So I tried to do my part. So at the ceremony before the ribbon cutting, here's my question. I have a question I need you guys to weigh in on.
Okay. All right.
I need some reverb here, Chip. Because I don't know, was this good?
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Oh, God.
Is
Why do
what
I feel
happened?
Like we're never going to be invited back.
Is what happened good?
All right.
Okay.
We're standing by.
So they start mentioning all of the sponsors, and there are a lot because that house, I think they said, cost $1 million.
Yeah.
So there are a lot of sponsors and people who gave money. And they would name individuals, and everybody would applaud. And then they would name, I think Delta Airlines was there, and everybody would applaud.
Mm-hmm.
And they went through a list of about 20 different donors.
Okay.
And it was just instant applause. And you
sort
of got the idea that a lot of people were from out of town or not necessarily in Southern California, but they were all there to support this amazing cause. So name, applause, name, applause, name, applause, name, applause. And then they said the Kevin and Bean Show.
Oh.
Wait, 100% of the people there, and I would guess it was 150?
Yeah, maybe 200 people.
100% of the people laughed.
Laughed?
Why?
And how many percent of the people do you think clapped?
Oh, they were too busy laughing.
You didn't hear one?
No.
It was a conditioned response, like, name, clap, name, clap.
Right.
Nobody... like, didn't know who we were or whatever and just clapped on accident. There was no clapping.
What?
It was laughing. So were they like, hey, that show's funny?
I don't.
That's not right, my takeaway.
That's one
feeling.
That's one option. Did it trouble you as well?
I think I was a little like surprised, not in a bad way, but it kind of caught me off guard too because I didn't expect the laughter.
Right.
Was it good?
Wow.
That's my question.
I think it was a one of these is not like the other moment. To me,
definitely,
it sounds like
definitely what it was.
They were just laughing because of what's the new word that you learned, how incongruous it was, Kevin?
Incongruous, yeah.
That that we would be on a list of people who actually, you know,
right,
do good things.
And do good things, right.
Oh, yeah,
right.
A list like the Rotary Club of Long Beach and like American Gold Star Mothers and Blue Star. Like these are like mothers of veterans
right.
and like big community organizations. Sure. Yeah.
Here's what I will tell you. They were not, this is just my guess, but they were not laughing because they think the show is funny.
Right.
So
they were laughing because it was on the list.
Because one of these is not like the other.
If you're naming Gold Star Parents, Rotary Club, Delta, Kevin and Bean, I'm laughing. I am laughing when you say Kevin and Bean. I just am.
So was it good?
No. But it beat the alternative, which would have been booing and pointing you toward the door.
Oh, that's true. But that would have been the right thing to do.
Possibly. Hey, thanks for the Fisher House for letting us be involved in that, by the way, because it is a wonderful organization. And, you know, April Foolishness is coming up again in a few months, and we'll be happy to help raise some more money for whatever the next project is. We love you guys.
And all the comedians that donated their time and everybody that bought tickets. Really, everybody but us. Thank you. You're doing good work.
Well, the good news is 20 days till Election Day, you guys. We're almost there.
Man.
We're in the home stretch. Last night was the third and final presidential debate between Donald Trump, the next president of the United States, and Hillary Hussein Clinton. And I'm happy to say that Mr. Trump is back on the phone, and it's time for a Trump date.
He's the guy you love to hate. It's time for the Trump date.
Sit down.
Hey, Mr. Trump, welcome back, sir. How are you?
I could not be better, first of all. A lot of people are saying that I won the debate last night. It was amazing. I crushed it.
Huh. I haven't seen those polls, but there were people who said that it was easily your best performance of the three.
Yes, exactly. It was my best performance, and everyone knows that I crushed it.
Okay.
I was excellent.
Excellent.
How do you know what everyone knows?
You know it. I know it. Everybody knows it, okay? We all know it, except for Hillary, who doesn't know it, okay?
Well, she's such a nasty woman.
Exactly.
As you've said last night. Mr. Trump, the big headline from the debate is that you have not vowed to accept the will of the American people in the event that you lose
Wrong.
The election. You said last night that you're going to keep us in suspense and you're not going to tell us now whether
Wrong.
You're going to accept the votes as they come in.
Wrong.
All right, clarify for me then. What did you really mean?
I'm saying that we'll all be doing very much better when I am president.
Uh-huh.
And if I'm not president, we will not be doing all very much goodness.
Okay, but if you're not president, it doesn't mean that the election is rigged. It could possibly mean that more people voted for your opponent.
You're a puppet, okay?
I'm not a puppet.
No puppet. You're the puppet. You are the puppet, okay? I have no idea whether you're a puppet of Russia or China. I don't know what puppet you are, but you are a puppet, okay? And, by the way, bad hombres.
Bad hombres indeed, yeah. You want to clarify what you meant when you were talking about the bad hombres? A lot of people were surprised to hear that come out of your mouth.
Listen, we have a lot of bad hombres in this country, okay? A lot of them. A lot of hombres malo.
Okay.
No bueno muchachos.
All right.
Okay? And the first thing we have to do is get rid of all the bad hombres.
Bad hombres, right.
And then bring in some good hombres. Where are the good ones? I don't know. Do you know?
Well, I think a lot of good hombres are here as well.
You're a puppet. You're the puppet.
I think you just call everyone a puppet.
You're a puppet, okay?
I feel like you're the puppet.
You're a puppet.
You're a puppet.
You're a puppet.
I feel like you're a puppet.
You're a puppet. Mm. You have no idea, okay?
Puppet.
How much of a puppet you are.
You're
and
a puppet.
Haiti hates you.
I have heard that as well, yes. So, Mr. Trump, Secretary Clinton last night brought up that you have a long tradition, her words, not mine, of whining and complaining that everything is rigged, that goes wrong in your life. If something goes against you, you say it's rigged. And she even brought up that you were kind of pouty about not winning an Emmy for your Apprentice TV show. You want to address that?
Wrong. First of all, I should have won the Emmy, okay? It goes without saying. Amazing Race? Are you kidding me?
That's a great show.
Great
Boring.
Show.
Sit down. Let's get to the airport. I have tickets. Shut up. I do a show that matters, like The Apprentice.
Right, but okay? Isn't that you just firing?
Amazing show.
But that's
amazing
you firing show. Shaquille
Everybody
O'Neal for not
it.
Making enough ice cream.
The most highly rated show in the history of television.
That's just not accurate.
Should have won all
that's
the true. Emmys. Should have won all the Emmys for comedy, drama, best show.
Not how it
best
works.
Best writer.
That doesn't even make sense.
Musical no. performer. Best
Again,
variety show.
Not how it works.
The best. And we should have won. That's all I'm saying.
Okay.
You know it. I know it. Everybody knows it, okay?
All right.
First thing we do is build a wall around the Emmys, okay? And make them pay
for it. Is that even possible? Can you do that?
That's your problem. You're all talk and no doing, okay?
That's us. That's,
you've had
that's
the past 25 years to do something, and you didn't do it, okay? You had your chance.
Right.
Now it's time for me to come in and do a better job, okay?
Okay. Last question for me, Mr. Trump, and that is, and I hate to see what it's doing to the Baldwin family, but apparently, you know, Alec Baldwin portrays you on Saturday Night Live, and yesterday Stephen Baldwin, who is one of your supporters,
he's
gave an interview.
One. He's the good,
he's
one.
Good one. He gave an interview and says that it's not funny. He said, I don't want to be a party pooper, but I don't think it's funny. He doesn't like what his brother is doing on TV. Your thoughts?
He is a good hombre, first of all, Stephen.
Okay.
Alec, bad hombre, okay?
I see.
He is Un Baldwin Malo, all right?
Okay.
Awful show. Should be absolutely retired. Worst show on television. The worst.
But you,
Baldwin, worst job ever impersonating me, okay?
Would you go back on?
You know a better job? You know there's a better job?
Who?
Jimmy Fallon. Love him.
Oh.
He is the best. He touched my hair.
Explains a lot.
I grabbed his...
What?
What?
Oh, nothing. Did I say that again?
You did.
Damn it.
Sit down. 6.7 K-Rock is KROQ. You're listening to the Kevin and Bean Show at 6:54.
So 28 years since their last World Series appearance, and now it's down to winning two out of the next three games to advance to another series. There's no pressure there, right?
Nah.
Talk to Matt Money-Smith about the Los Angeles Dodgers versus the Cubs coming up just after 7. First, Ralph is here. Time for another look at the Showbiz Beat on a Thursday. Good morning, Ralph.
This time tomorrow, I'll be down at Universal Studios Hollywood if you'd like to come by and say hi. It's a K-Rock vein drain blood drive every year.
Yay!
We get together and try to do something nice for some people by collecting your blood. And then we sell it on the black market to voodoo doctors and Santeria practitioners.
I don't believe that's what happens to it.
Well, we should look into that because it sounds like an excellent way to make a couple bucks. If you'd like to donate some blood, come on down 5 a.m. to 1 p.m. Tons of prizes just for coming down, including tickets to Universal Studios Halloween Horror Nights, which is awesome, right there where we'll be having the blood drive. Red Hot Chili Peppers, 21 Pilots, Danny Elfman's Halloween show at the Bowl, Festival Supreme, Panic at the Disco, Bad Religion, Stan Lee's L.A. Comic Con, and many, many more. So come on down and see me. I will be there through the show, 5 a.m. to 10, but they will keep going till 1 p.m. If you can't make it down in the morning and want to come by on your lunch break, it's K-Rock's Vein Drain Blood Drive tomorrow at Universal Studios Hollywood. If you are planning on coming down, make sure you park in the Frankenstein garage there at the Universal. That's where you get the free parking, and I don't want you to have to pay a penny to
I know,
do the right thing.
People are busy in the morning, Ralph, but if I remember from last year, you said they move them in and out of there pretty fast.
They do.
A lot
do,
of beds.
They do their best. Yeah, there's a ton of beds. So they do your best to get you in and out as quickly as possible. So you can come down early before you go to work or school, and we'll do our best to get you out. I'll start, bloodletting in line.
Yeah, I don't think they need your help on that.
I'm pretty good.
They got it handled.
I get an ice pick.
Yeah.
And a Ziploc bag, and I'll just start collecting while you're waiting.
I don't think they're going to let you anywhere near that.
I'm glad to see that there's a new documentary coming out covering the important issues. This is why the documentary format is so important in our society. New documentary coming out called The Kara Project.
The Kara Project.
Yes. It'll be out in the next few months. It is a new documentary about Cara Delevingne, which will explore her emotional move from being a supermodel to an actress. So we will get the in-depth look at that heart-wrenching tale of woe.
What a journey to
take
us on.
I'm glad someone picked up a camera and documented this so we can all learn an important lesson about what it's like to go from supermodel to movie actress. Which seems like a small lateral move at best, really.
They used to pay me a lot of money to walk on this stage. Now they pay me a lot of money to walk in front of a camera.
Yeah.
Hmm. Odd choice.
Stuff going on you could actually do documentaries about.
Yeah, right.
That's my point. Ah, Colin Firth, one of my favorite actors, has been added to the cast of Mary Poppins Returns.
This is starting to sound like it's going to be pretty good.
You know, pretty good cast, I got to tell you that much. Emily Blunt plays one of the kids all grown up from the original. Ben Whishaw, Emily Mortimer. No, I'm sorry, Emily Blunt, of course, plays Mary Poppins. Ben Whishaw and Emily Mortimer play Michael and Jane Banks, all grown up. And Meryl Streep, apparently, will be Mary Poppins' cousin in the film. As well as Colin Firth and Lin-Manuel Miranda from Hamilton. Wow. So I'm telling you, they got the people in place. If they don't screw this up, it could actually be fun.
It's practically perfect.
Oh, my God. Sweet Jesus. What's the word that that saved everybody's life in that musical, Kevin? You know?
It's a word. Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious?
That's what I was hoping for.
A slurred version
almost.
Of that?
Almost. It was very close. We're going to need to mark that tape, Chip. Speaking of musicals and whatnot, tonight, it's the two-hour special, the Rocky Horror Picture Show over there on Fox.
Boo.
Let's do the time warp again.
Boo.
Bean's very upset that it's not live.
Very upset.
Why?
Because it's supposed to be live.
Who says?
Like Grease and like The Wiz and like...
Right, those were like, live.
Right, and this one should be live too. It makes it way more fun.
I assumed now, it was going to be live.
We all thought it was going to be live, didn't we? Did you always know it wasn't live?
You know what the clue for me was? What? When they were showing scenes from the movie during the commercials while they were promoting it. That's when I got the sense that maybe it's not going to be live.
I thought that was like rehearsals. That.
Seems like it's pretty much...
Didn't see that.
It's a wrap.
Huh.
We're moving on.
I don't like it.
That would have been a good tip-off.
But yeah. Now it's just a TV remake of Rocky Horror Picture Show. Now it's not a live spectacular like the others.
What's wrong with you?
You're a nightmare.
Ralph, you've enjoyed some of those live TV shows that they've done.
The Grease one was so polished and dull that you couldn't even tell it was live.
That's what made it so remarkable.
That's
is
what
how
made
well
it so
done
boring
it was,
and awful. So
great.
Why bother? If you're not going to make it something that has the vibe of being a live show, just film it and do it right and make it the best possible version of that.
I guess it just doesn't seem like an event anymore to me.
Well, and they must be crushed because that's what they
sure
were shooting for.
Fine.
I'm sure it was to get you on board. The original Rocky Horror star, Tim Curry, will be the narrator of the program. Ben Vereen stars Adam Lambert as Eddie. Victoria Justice as Janet. Damn it, Janet, I love you. Laverne Cox, of course, is Dr. Frank Furter. Let's do the time warp again tonight to our special as a tribute to the original feature film. Great for Halloween. God, I love that movie. The original, by the way. I haven't seen this one, but boy.
Can't have seen it. It's live.
Did you hear it's not live?
It's not the spectacle
it's
that everyone
not.
Wants. I want tigers jumping through flaming hoops, clowns in cars, and trapeze artists.
Don't you think it's more fun if there's that element of danger of not knowing whether it's going to go off the rails because they're attempting something difficult live?
That's not why I watch musicals.
Okay.
Cranky.
Right.
Well, you should just watch NASCAR instead, and then you'll be fine.
Is that live?
Yes, usually. Oh. Yeah. Today's celebrity birthdays. Tom Petty, 66 years old. Danny Boyle is 60. Viggo Mortensen's 58. Snoop Dogg celebrates his 45th birthday. John Krasinski's 37. And Candace Swanepoel is 28. Maybe someday someone will make a documentary about how she went from swimsuit model to fashion model. Call it Jumping in the Deep End of the Swanepoel. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
That is a song that will wake you up.
Right? That's how it should be done. Right there.
It's world famous K-Rock. This is the Kevin and Bean Show at 7:08.
All right, let's check. Christine did continue the tradition in the playoffs of going to watch the game with friends at a bar.
Mm-hmm.
She did her part. Allie, did you do your part and not poop during the game?
Absolutely didn't poop.
Kevin, did you tune in during the seventh inning and the seventh inning only as you're wont to do?
We found it.
Define tune in.
It was you.
No.
It was you.
No.
I blew up the Dodgers last night.
Here, I've been saying this all along. I don't get credit for the wins. I don't get the blame for the losses.
Well,
but
you
we
do
gave
this
you credit
time,
for.
But I didn't accept it.
It's your fault. You're supposed to do your part, and your part is to look in on the seventh inning. That's what has kept them alive so far.
No, it isn't.
You're a dick. Matt Money Smith, co-host of the Petrus Money Radio Show, AM 570 LA Sports, your Dodger station, back on the phone on K-Rock. Hey, Matt.
You had one effing job, Kevin.
Right? That's all you had to do. We're just asking you to watch a few minutes.
That's a familiar refrain throughout Kevin's life.
How dare you?
Hey, Matt, you're a lifelong baseball fan. Do you have any superstitions, things that you do when your team is playing that day?
I don't, and I guess my current superstition, because the fact we get off the air at 4 p.m. for an hour pregame and then first pitch at 5, my current ritual during the Dodger games is the wife recognizes she has access to me in my vehicle. So I drive around Orange County, pick up kids, take them places, watch them practice while streaming the game on my phone. So, yeah, that's my ritual.
That is not a way to see a game. What's happening? That's the best way to experience it.
Isn't it, though?
So yesterday we had your partner P on, and we couldn't find enough great things to say about the way the Dodgers have played the night before. It was a flawless performance on Tuesday night. What went so horribly wrong last night?
You know, the thing about baseball, and this is like your this is the baseball. Let me tell you about baseball and what it means and how it's played. That's typically how the old men start these conversations. It's the ultimate law of averages game. You know, they tell you it is a sport of failure. You know, you succeed 3 out of 10 times and you're considered elite in the game. And that's bound to happen. You know, the Cubs could not continue. An offense that produced the greatest run differential, as in they scored X number more runs than their opponents over the course of the season. The biggest difference in the history of the sport was bound to explode in one of these games. You know, I mean, you don't have a guy that has 95 ribbies over the course of RBI, you know, knock-in runs over the course of the season like Addison Russell and watch him go 0 for the entire series. It's just probably not going to happen.
Yeah, the Cubs had gone, what, like 21 innings in a row without scoring, right?
Right, and that's a team that averaged close to 5 runs per game. So you figure, well, they've gone 21 with zero. They're probably going to score some runs sooner or later, and it's likely that it's going to come against the 20-year-old kid that hasn't experienced this and some of the lesser talented players, pitchers in Dave Roberts' bullpen, because he's not going to bring Joe Blanton or Kenley Jansen out for a game like this that's been so lopsided. So I think what you saw, I'm not saying it should have been expected. I thought momentum and maybe pressing and trying too hard at the plate by the Cubs might come into play. But that wasn't the case. You saw very talented players that were part of the best team in the league all season long do what they did most of the season.
So 2 nights ago was a little bit more out of the ordinary. Losing 6-0
back-to-back. Although, you know, although those two games, right? So back-to-back shutouts. I mean, those are the Dodgers' two best pitchers.
Right.
You know, it's Clayton Kershaw and one. So we shouldn't be surprised that they were shut out by a duo of Kershaw and Jansen. I mean, that could happen again in Game 6 at Wrigley Field, and no one would be surprised. I think Rich Hill was more of a question mark because of his health, and he had not pitched as well in the playoffs. But it's the exact same conversation. Rich Hill was the ERA leader when the Dodgers traded for him from the Oakland A's. In Major League Baseball, had allowed the fewest runs per game on average as a pitcher. So you figured he was due for a game like that where he threw 6 innings of shutout ball. And, you know, the pendulum swings. So we'll see what happens, you know, what to make of it tonight when Kenta Maeda's on the mound.
There were two plays that Dodgers fans are questioning this morning. One is, I want you to talk about both of them, Matt. The first one is what appeared to be in replay, a bad call from the umpire calling Adrian Gonzalez out at home. How does that happen? What's the point of having replay if the umpires are still going to get it wrong?
The common concern with, I guess, the talking heads and replay is, why do you tell replay what the call on the field was? And the answer to that, you know, it's a rhetorical question, I guess. The answer is because you don't want to show the umpire up if you can avoid it. So the fact that New York gets a call, and that's where the replay center is, and they say, hey, Adrian Gonzalez was called out. Can you take a look at this? Well, unless it is indisputable, they're going to call him out. And that's what they kind of suggested. They released a statement saying, you know, looking at the replay, we could not tell if his fingers were simply hovering over the plate or if they were actually in contact with the plate before that tag was put on his face.
What did you think, you know, watching it on your phone?
He looked safe to me. But
he was safe at my house.
He was safe at my house, too.
He certainly looked safe, and you know, I thought it was very, you know, great work by Fox Sports 1 to get that on the microphone of him talking with one of the producers, saying, hey, you have a look at it there. What is it? And he's like, it's safe. And you can hear Adrian say, well, TV says it's safe. Why are we still sitting here? And I think that's because New York was trying to figure out if they could get out of this by supporting not only their umpire, but
probably one of the most embattled umpires in the major leagues, Angel Hernandez. Nobody likes that guy, and he routinely gets calls wrong, which I think compounded the situation.
Well, that's who you want in the playoffs,
man. Yeah, you should basically let him fail more upwards. Excellent.
And the other play, Matt, and I know we're almost running out of time here, was what did you describe it as, Ellie, a Bad News Bears sequence of events?
It was, I thought I was watching the Bad News Bears, and I was expecting Kelly to ride his motorcycle onto the field. It was insane.
It was Jock Peterson's crazy throw to home, and it went past the catcher. And then how does something like that happen among professional baseball players?
First of all, the fact that you acknowledge Kelly Leak and his kick-ass motor.
Oh, such a crush on that dude. Such a crush.
Exactly. And I will say this. That is odd. That is something that shouldn't happen because the Dodgers have not exhibited that type of performance at all over the course of the season. They were one of the best defensive teams, one of the least error-filled teams in the league all year. So those aren't things that happen to that team, and you wonder if it just got on top of them. And, I mean, that happens. It happens to all of us. You know, things, whatever events.
What does that mean, get on top of them? You mean they just got...
Andrew Toles had that bad throw from left. He's got one of the best arms, and left field is, your shortest throw, so you have sort of your weakest arm player out there. And that was earlier in the game, remember? I think it was the first run that scored for the Cubs, and he should have gunned that guy down. And remember, he airmailed Yasmani Grandal by about 9 feet to the right. So it just seemed like there was an issue with that team all night long, with the Dodgers all night long, and they weren't tight. They were sloppy defensively, and that's not something that we were used to seeing all year.
Petros and Money on AM 570 this afternoon from 1 until 4, and then the game starts a little bit after 5. And we understand that Vin Scully is coming as a guest tonight to watch the game. That's going to be exciting, Matt.
No doubt. Everybody keeps asking, man, why doesn't he call if they make the World Series? No, he will not. He does not want any more celebration. He did his farewells. Yes, he will be a guest, and I'm sure they really had to sell him hard on just that, because Vin is, as we've talked about in the past, he's very humble. He is uncomfortable with all the attention and celebration. So I'm happy that he agreed to do that, and he should be celebrated in this atmosphere. If, in fact, this is the last game played at Dodger Stadium and what has been a great season. We hope it's not. And with Clayton Kershaw and Rich Hill still scheduled to go, I don't think it will be. I think this team will advance to the World Series. But it should be an electric atmosphere, especially with Ben in the house. That's a good kick in the pants for these guys.
Fingers crossed, man. Thank you so much for coming on. We really enjoyed it.
Do your job, Kevin. Do your freaking job.
Dr. Drew Pinsky on the program today. Plus, it's Thursday. That means we catch up with our old friend Jim Rome just after 8 o'clock. That's all on the way. But first, yesterday, we're doing a phone topic on a completely different subject, and a caller slipped something in that was a big surprise to all of us. She enjoys, wait for it, turbulence. Listen to this.
I've never looked at a flight attendant during turbulence. I just kind of, I kind of enjoy the turbulence, believe it or not, but...
Okay.
What? All right.
Well, you're a weirdo.
That's a whole other topic. None of us knew what to say.
It was weird.
I kind of enjoy the turbulence.
Producer Dave walks in and says, oh, I like the turbulence, too. And then isn't turbulence what you don't want when you're on an airplane?
I feel like always.
You want a smooth ride.
Yeah.
Sure, but it happens, and when it does, it's quite fun.
My stomach drops, and I grab the armrest, and I'm, no.
It's like a roller coaster. It's fun.
It's not like a roller coaster.
It is.
A roller coaster is connected to the ground pretty much.
Yeah.
Some of them, yeah.
I mean, the tracks are, for at least. Planes are in the air.
Yeah, it's all right. You're safe. Nothing's going to happen to you.
But, okay, but I understand that that's technically probably true.
Most of the time, you're right. Turbulence doesn't lead to crashing. But I will also tell you that most of the time, when a plane does crash, there's been turbulence beforehand. So why risk it? Why be worried by it?
Hey, listen, as long as we don't crash, we're good.
What's fun about it, Dave? What do you enjoy about
just
it?
Here's the thing. The motion of it.
Most
people
hate it, right? And I would think that the other group is just people that it doesn't bother.
Right. Yeah. There's no one that enjoys
just
it.
Just going to the enjoys it part. Just
I mean, look, it's not something I crave or want, but when it happens, it's so much fun. It's just like, again, when you go on a roller coaster and you get that dropping feeling and the sensation of your stomach, rising up, that's fun.
Because you're going to be fine.
Yes, in a plane, I'm going to be fine.
Oh, dear.
And if I'm not fine, then I'm dead. Who cares?
So you sound insane. Do you realize that? You should be medicated.
So this is we're going to take some calls now. If you're somehow you like things that everybody else is afraid of, and we're calling it "What's Wrong with You?"
What's wrong with you? You like things that are all left up, like that in two girls, one cup, or ice cream and Al Jessup. What's wrong with you?
So we'll take your calls at 1-800-520-1067. If there's something that most people don't enjoy that happens that you get off on, and I'll tell you something else, Dave is exhibit A on this next one,
well,
too.
Hold on, because time out. I don't.
Yeah, that's not what he meant.
Yeah.
I'm not saying it in a sexual way. I'm
not, okay. That's not what the Louisiana creeper meant.
Yeah, I'm just saying. Let's make that clear.
Right. Dave not only not enjoys turbulence, he also enjoys earthquakes.
Yeah.
Little
come
ones.
On.
Little
ones.
Not the ones that damage the cities and, you know, cause destruction and fires and stuff like that. Just a little jolt.
A good, like, 4.2.
Yeah. Okay. In the three to 4.5, 4.6.
You have a range?
Oh, yeah. No, those are the sweet spots.
Okay.
Because those don't really do much. You know, once you get to the 4.7s and to the low 5s, those cause trouble. So then, you know, those aren't cool.
So as long as there's no
death or destruction.
Yes, 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 of course.
And human suffering.
Yeah.
As long as that's not, then
course,
you enjoy
course,
it.
Yes. I mean, we've had a couple of earthquakes here, you know, at the station, and it's just so much fun because you're sitting there at your desk and you hear the rumbling, then it shakes and jolts for a quick second, and you get that quick rush, and you're like, whew.
You know what that rush is? Am I going to die?
It's adrenaline. It's awesome. That's why I like the earthquakes. It brings you that sensation. I don't even have to do anything. It's all of a sudden, boom, shot of adrenaline, day made.
Wow.
Wow.
I don't get it either.
What's wrong with you?
I don't get it, but it's crazy.
If somebody came to you and said, say the word and we'll never have another earthquake, would you accept that?
Say the word and we'll... Yeah, of course. Yeah,
you would? Okay.
I mean, well...
Because he wants to avoid the ones that injure people.
Yes, exactly. So if that gets rid of all earthquakes, then sure. But, you know, a little earthquake...
You'd be bummed.
Yes. A little earthquake is good because then it releases the tension and then we won't have the big one.
Yeah, that's not why you like it.
Sure, yeah. You love science.
That's not...
Science!
That is not why you like it.
Oh, I wish I was in the Salton Sea when they had the swarms. Oh, that was like... I was so jealous of them.
Let's talk to Peter on line 5, please. He's in Montebello. He may be able to explain it in a way that the king is unable to. You also like earthquakes?
I do. I feel like... I don't know, no one really likes them, but whenever it happens, it's like a really cool feeling.
What's wrong with you?
What is wrong with you, Peter?
I'm not sure, actually.
Is it the adrenaline rush?
You know. What was that?
Is it the adrenaline rush?
I think so. It's just, I don't know, it's something that unexpectedly happens, so when it does, like, oh crap, it's an earthquake.
Okay, but a guy runs into your house and hits you in the face with a shovel. That is an unexpected happening. Would you enjoy that as well?
Probably not, no.
You can't even go no on that one. You got to say probably not. Like there's a possibility you might like it.
What's wrong with you?
All right, 1-800-520-1067. You're not already look at the lines of
yes.
the things that people enjoy that the rest of us would try to avoid at all costs. Please hang on, Kyle. Hang on, Kevin, as well. We'll take your calls next right after this on K-Rock.
That's Green Day yesterday afternoon at 4 p.m. They played here at K-Rock in the Red Bull Sound Space. And you can watch that. It's streaming live until 4 p.m. today at krock.com. You can watch the whole thing.
Great performance. I think they did about a dozen songs or something like that.
I think
really good.
More, yeah.
They
14.
Still got it. All right, we're taking your calls right now, 1-800-520-1067. This is a feature that we're calling What's Wrong With You?
What's Wrong With You?
Jorge emails to say he agrees with Dave, the King of Mexico. I actually enjoy turbulence during takeoff and landing. It's a rush of adrenaline. I do, however, mind it when it prevents the drinks from being served. So he is going to put a line around it. So we're taking your calls on things that you love that everybody else hates. And you're not going to believe some of these. For instance, Kevin and Downey is up first. He's on line 4, and he joins us on the Kevin and Bean Show on K-Rock. Hey, Kevin.
All right. Hey, what's going on, party people?
I'll tell you what's going on.
What's wrong with you?
What's your thing?
Getting into accidents.
Getting into car accidents?
Yeah.
Oh, me too.
Okay. Yeah.
Dave likes getting into car accidents as well.
What?
Well, hold on. But I think Dave has no option. I mean, he's just a bad driver. He just embraces it.
Expand on that for us, Kevin. What do you mean? Because clearly you don't want the expense of having to repair your car, and you don't want somebody else to get hurt. So what's the thrill of a car accident for you?
Well, with me, it's more like off-road car accidents. Like, I like to mess with my cars. I build them just to mess them up. So it's not, I'm not hurting people in the road. Just letting people know.
Is it? Do you think it's a, like with Dave and the turbulence and the earthquakes? Do you think it's just adrenaline for you?
Yeah, like it's more rollovers. I like to purposely roll over my vehicle.
You should start carpooling with Kevin.
No kidding.
I should.
I'm your driver.
All right. Thank you for the call, sir.
I usually listen to your guys' show while I'm doing it, too.
Okay. I hope that ours aren't the last voices you hear.
I do, too.
Seems bad, right?
I do not support Kevin Stanton.
That does not seem good.
Let's go to Live 3 San Dimas. This is going to be Kyle. This may be a question for Dr. Drew once we find out what Kyle is into. What's a thing that you love that everybody else hates?
Hi, Kevin Bean. Hi. Hey, Kevin. Hi, Allie. How's it going?
The hell just happened?
What's wrong with you?
Physically.
What's your thing, dude?
I can't speak right now. Okay, so I like to throw up.
Like when you're sick, you finally can throw up and you feel better.
Yes, absolutely. So that's definitely part of it. That's the most normal part of it.
Right.
That's a normal thing.
Wait,
to
but
like,
you like the actual throwing up?
Yeah, there's something about the way that like it starts in your toes and your whole body sort of like works in concert. It's this involuntary reaction that works like the whole human body to expel what's inside. It's like it's kind of a marvel of the human body. And but, of course, there's like the endorphin rush when you experience it. But yeah, there's just something I find a little bit in awe and really enjoy it.
Are you bulimic?
I'm not. I'm fat. So
you should be bulimic. Yeah.
That's my favorite thing ever.
Perish.
I am not. I'm fat.
You should chase that dream.
When I was on, I was thinking about it. It's been years for me. It's been a long time.
Well, get to it, son.
I'm a little sad.
Thank you for the call.
What's wrong with you?
We don't have time to diagnose what's wrong with Kyle. I'm sorry. Let's go to Chino Hills, Line 5. Let's say hi to Rhea. Rhea has one that I don't think she's going to find too many people to agree with her on either.
Hey, Rhea.
Hello, it's Leah.
Hi, Leah.
I apologize. Hey. That's Beer Mug. Probably wrote it up wrong. Go ahead.
Good morning. I like going to the dentist.
You love going to the dentist?
Going to the dentist.
I think it's like a star pupil kind of thing. I usually have a really good visit, so I like going and having them tell me I did a good job.
Well, they pat you on the head and give you a little lollipop? That's weird.
Well, she likes being told, hey, you're really taking care of your teeth well. Keep doing it, Leah.
I guess.
But isn't
the dentist literally the thing that comes up in your calendar that you're least excited about when you realize today's the day you have to go? For the rest of us, I mean.
I don't mind it. I like leaving and your teeth are all slippery because they're so clean. It's awesome.
All right.
What's wrong with you?
I love you.
It's
I
crazy.
I support Leah.
It's crazy time. All right, let's try Susan in Burbank, Line 8, please. We're talking about the things that you love that everybody else seems to hate, and I don't want any of these people listening to our show anymore.
Hey, Susan.
Hey, guys. I've been listening to you for over 20 years. Love you.
Thank you. What's wrong with you?
I love getting wiped out by a wave and, like, when your body's disoriented and you're choking on water and water is up your nose and you don't know if you're going to live or not.
So if you're... So you're surfing, you're trapped under the water, you don't know which way is up, and you can't breathe, and you're not sure you're going to make it. That is what you
because
love?
When you make it, when you get to the surface of the water, it's an amazing feeling. Like, okay, I made it, I've lived, you know? Adrenaline rush, and I like earthquakes, too.
Okay, but I thought the wiping out by the big wave is the downside of the body surfing. That's what you hope to avoid when you go out.
No, it's
not Susan.
I mean, I don't do it purposefully, but I, you know, when it happens, it's like in the moment.
Okay.
It's so scary, but I like it.
All right. You're crazy. Thank you.
What's wrong with you?
All right. I don't know how much strength I have for more, but let's go to Burbank, Line 3. Let's say hi to Alan. Let's have him complete a sentence of something he really likes that no one's going to believe.
Hey, Alan.
Hey, what's up, guys?
What's wrong with you?
What's wrong with you?
That's what's up.
I actually really love needles. Not like acupuncture, but like full-on needles, like shots from the doctor,
Wow, you could not be more the opposite of me. I'm scared. I can't look. I have to close my eyes.
Oh, yeah. You can't come to my physical with me. You would freak out.
Huh.
What? Why? Because you asked for lots of extra shots? Hey, is there anything else you can vaccinate
me for, doctor? Do you have some extra shots you could give me?
What is it about?
Spinal tap while you're back there? What's
what is it about needles that you like so much, Alan?
I don't know. There's something about the when it goes in, like the release and the sort of prick that there is, that it just feels really good. Like I was getting my wisdom teeth pulled, and they had to redo the IV like 3 times.
No.
And on the 3rd time, I just went, and they went, "Did that hurt?" And I said, "No, that actually felt really good."
But okay. You mean it felt really good after it hurt?
No, like the actual, the whole needle going in and then the release after, like the press, I liked it.
Have you tried heroin and you just liked it so much you kept doing it?
No, that's the one thing I won't do.
Okay, good. Don't do that.
Don't.
Do you give blood?
I wanted to. I'm only 110 pounds, so I can't.
Oh, I got
same.
You. All right, Alan. Thank you. Let's go. Let's try to squeeze in a couple more real fast. Hollywood Line 8. This is going to be Erin. Again, she's going to be all alone. Erin, what's the thing that you love that nobody else does?
I love the smell of skunks.
Yeah. What's wrong with you?
You love the smell of skunks.
Pot smoker.
I do. It's true. And I felt really embarrassed about it for most of my life because everyone thought that skunks smelled so bad. And I was like, what is wrong with you? It's great. And I don't find the smell of roses at all pleasurable. So I was like, I am messed up. There is something with me that I'm completely...
Do you smoke a lot of weed?
No, not at all, actually.
Huh.
Recently, like a couple of years ago, I read in an article that there are a very few amount of people in the world that enjoy the smell of skunks. And I was like, I'm not alone.
She goes to the skunk smelling group.
Okay.
She's in a Facebook group now.
They have meetings. Well, you are living an upside down world, but it sounds like you're enjoying it, so why not, right?
I know, it's good. Something inside of me dies every time I get roses, and I have to smell roses.
So okay.
Oh, my God, I love her.
All right. You and crazy.
On that note.
What's wrong with you?
106.7 K-Rock is K-R-O-Q. You're listening to The Kevin and Bean Show at 7:54.
Talk sports with our friend Jim Rome coming up just after 8. Ralph is here now. Another look at the showbiz beat on a Thursday. Good morning.
Gilmore Girl fans.
Yes.
You know, Gilmore Girl is a year in the life. He's coming back, the return of that series.
Yes.
And so naturally, to celebrate, an ice cream company announced that they are conducting a contest to name a new flavor inspired by the Gilmore Girls. Do they eat a lot of ice cream on that show?
It's mostly coffee, but they do have a lot of movie nights and ice cream is involved.
Hmm. Well, Ample Hills Creamery announced last Monday they're conducting a contest. And they're inviting you, Allie, and other...
Yes.
Gilmore Girl fans to come up with a new flavor based on the classic TV show. Right. Life Short, Talk Fast is one suggested flavor.
Well, they do talk very fast. Yeah, I would think a flavor would be like Loganberry, because Logan was who Rory was with at the end of the show. But
hey, spoiler alert.
Coffee, chocolate.
That makes sense. They love coffee on the show.
That's another one.
Yeah.
And, of course, my personal favorite, Gilmore Swirls.
I think that won.
I think that should win, yeah.
So Assistant producer Christine weighs in with Sookie's Cookies.
Oh, I don't hate
Sookie
it.
Sookie is the Melissa McCarthy character.
Yes.
Deadline to submit your ideas October 31st. And the winner gets a free pint of ice cream.
That's it?
Seems like a lot of work.
And a $10,000 check, I hope.
No, just a free pint of ice cream.
Ralph, are you aware that in anticipation of the return of the Gilmore Girls, that Allie has gone back and watched every single episode of how many seasons? Was it five seasons?
It was seven.
Seven seasons of Gilmore Girls in the last 2 months.
I can't imagine the gaping vacuum might have in their life to be able to do that. It's incomprehensible to me.
She binge-watched seven seasons of a show in the last couple of months.
And let's not discount all the other shows she's watching and binge-watching. What kind of cavernous emptiness is there that you just have that much time to do that?
Huh. To do something I enjoy?
Well, I think we would all enjoy watching seven seasons of a TV show, but just life doesn't allow that.
Oh. Well, I mean, I'm very busy with my kids and my husband, but I set aside time for myself.
I see.
To watch.
There, good, that. You've got your me time carved out.
Me
that's
time.
Good.
Thank
you. I just think you're terrific.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
I love James Corden. He just tickles me. Just makes me laugh. And the little segments he does on his show, The Late Late Show, from the carpool karaoke. And then this one.
The battle raps are great, too.
Yeah, battle raps are great. But this one never ceases to blow my mind. How not only how well it's done, but how he gets these people to participate. Are you familiar with his roll call segment where he takes an entire career of an actor's, a whole span of an actor's career, and they act out the movies live in one take in front of a green screen in rapid succession?
He did that with Tom Hanks right on the first show, right?
With Tom Hanks on the first show. I was going to talk about that.
He did it with Tom Hanks on the first show.
Last night he did it with Tom Cruise. 22 films in 9 minutes with Tom Cruise. It was awesome. Top Gun, Days of Thunder, Rain Man, Tropic Thunder, War of the Worlds, Minority Report, all five Mission Impossibles, Born on the 4th of July, Rock of Ages, Interview with a Vampire, A Few Good Men, Cocktail, The Last Samurai, Vanilla Sky, wow. Jack Reacher, Edge of Tomorrow, and Risky Business were all covered.
Wow.
My favorite part, of course, was while they were doing Jerry Maguire. James Corden was playing the Cuba Gooding Jr. role of Show Me the Money poorly. When Cuba Gooding Jr. walks out on stage,
sort of pushes him
aside, grabs the phone, and Tom Cruise and Cuba Gooding Jr. Acted the scene out live in front of the studio audience. It was pretty cool.
Just doing the same thing. Just doing your line.
If you're going to do it, let me do it right. Show me the money.
Show me the money.
Show me the money. Show me the money. Congratulations, you're still my agent.
That's great.
It's pretty fun.
Tom Cruise has such a good sense of humor, doesn't he? Plays along so well. Really funny.
Tom Cruise is, and you know, you hear this about him, his level of intensity and energy. Every scene, it wasn't like he was like, oh, let's have fun with this. He was like full bore going for it in every scene. It's like he was there, man. He was giving it 110% in these goofy little sketches. It was a few good reasons, like, I deserve the truth. I mean, he was just going off. It's crazy. Anyway, you can catch it online on YouTube. It's a good time. Today's celebrity birthdays: Tom Petty, 66. Danny Boyle is 60 years old today. Viggo Mortensen turns 58. Snoop Dogg, 45 years old today. John Krasinski is 37. And Candace Swanepoel celebrates her 28th birthday. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Wake up. I need to make money.
Hold on, Jim. Let me introduce you first. Jim Rome is on the line every Thursday about this time from JimRome.com and Jim Rome's Daily Jungle. You can find on Play.it or iTunes. It's a podcast of the best of the whole show for that day. How are you, sir? Welcome back.
Wake up. I need to make money.
Right?
Is that live or is that Memorex? You don't even know.
That's a good question.
Wake up. I need to make money. What was that? Was that live or was that recorded?
I think that one was recorded, but it's
hard to
tell.
Wake up. I need to make money.
You're live.
Right. You don't know, dude. Live. Right. Live. Yeah. You got it. Yeah. You got it. What's up, y'all?
So, Jim, you're on all across this great country of ours. Tell me what's going on with your fans in Cleveland. Are they losing their minds on the heels of having the Cavaliers win the NBA championship last year to now have the Indians going back to the World Series for the first time in almost 20 years?
No, they are. They're tripping. In fact, I said it earlier in the week. What kind of a world do we live in where the Cavaliers and Indians win world championships in the same year? Let's not forget, Cleveland has not won a world championship or hadn't of any sort in any sport in more than 5 decades. Long-suffering fans.
That's crazy.
They've had their hearts, listen, ripped out of their chest year after year, their entire lives wrecked by their teams, like this gal.
Remember her?
Game in every sport, every year, people like that in the stands. Oh my God, this is not happening. Yet the Cavaliers came back on the Warriors, and now the Indians are 4 wins away, and they might have 2 world championships in the same year. Hell yes, they're freaking out in C-Town.
It's unbelievable. Now, who do you think at this point, now that we're down to the best two out of three in the National League, who are they going to be playing in the World Series? Going to be the Cubs or going to be the Dodgers?
Yeah, that's going to be tough. I mean, Los Angeles had their boot on the Cubs' throat last night, and the last thing you ever want to do is give the best team in baseball reason to believe, and that's exactly what the Dodgers did when they had to show up and play one of their best games of the year. Instead, they show up and they throw up all over themselves, and now the Cubs have their mojo and their swag back. I'm not saying L.A.'s dead, guys, but if I had to play one of their hands, I would rather play Chicago's than L.A. They butchered a golden opportunity.
Yeah, I agree. Obviously, they had a lot of things that went wrong last night. But I have to say this, you know, because you hear so much about the home, you know, the home stadium advantage, and you see how hard the fans party in places like Chicago and Boston and New York. I thought L.A. really represented these three games in Dodger Stadium. I don't think you could have asked for more out of the fans.
I don't know. I saw a lot of Cubs fans there. I saw an awful lot of Cubs fans in L.A. But you guys, you know how L.A. is. When things are good, they're great. It's a front-running town. It can be a pretty hostile place to play when things are good. But the last thing you want to do is go back to Chicago. And because they won last night, no matter what happens tonight, they are going back to Chicago. And can I tell you, those fans will be so fueled up and so amped up. I'm mostly concerned that city will run out of beer before they finish that series. So as hostile as it is here, they don't want to be going back there, and now they have to.
All right, we're on with Jim Rome like we do every Thursday at this time from JimRome.com. Let's switch gears to the most high-energy personality in sports today, and that's Bill Belichick. He really he finally found a topic that he's passionate enough to give more than a two-word answer. What happened, Jim?
Homeboy went nuclear on an unlikely opponent, the Microsoft Surface, because the hood has no time for the league's official tablet. First, he abused one on camera during a game.
Well, Belichick was checking out the tablet and was not happy.
Look out, tablet.
And then, look out, tablet. And then the old man doubled down and vaporized it afterwards.
I'm done with the tablets. Too undependable for me. I'm going to stick with pictures, so I just can't take it anymore.
This guy's like, tablet? You might wonder, why am I wasting time on this? Number one, the guy never says jack about anything.
Right, right.
But he went ham on a tablet. And then second, Microsoft, you guys will like this, they pay the NFL $80 million a year.
Oh,
and $400 million overall to rock those tablets. And the greatest coach ever thinks it's a piece of crap. And even funnier is nearly everybody else saying, easy, Grandpa. Technology can be scary. We love that iPad. We love that iPad. So Microsoft is screwed pretty much both ways.
He's the hey, kids, get off my lawn, isn't he now?
He is. Yes, for sure. And then
crazy.
The ones that do like it think that it's an iPad.
Oh, yeah. That's terrible. This is a public relations nightmare for Microsoft, isn't it?
It's the worst.
Know, I can't believe the way the NFL has been in recent years, I can't believe they haven't figured out some way to fine him or do something dumb over this, you know?
Yeah, they really need to take on the Patriots.
They do, but it never works. All they do is suspend the quarterback for letting some air out of the ball, maybe. They fine these guys for cheating, maybe. But all it does is just fuel them up and make them even more bitter and want to win that ring even worse. So they can't get that.
And by bitter, you mean motivated, because that
is... bitter. I
think you mean fueled by righteous indignation, is what you mean.
Is that what I mean, Allie?
I think you do.
I think he picked the word, bitter.
Straight fire, Allie!
Nice!
He earned it!
How'd that feel?
All right, and one
Stop
more
putting
story.
Words in my mouth, Allie.
One
Stop
more story.
Putting words in my mouth, Allie. Bitter
that involves the NFL, but it's so great because it involves Michael Irvin, and this was on TMZ.com. And I can't believe he said it either, Jim. What happened?
One of my favorite guys ever. The Cowboys are 5-1, and one of the best stories, and all the credit is going to rookie quarterback Dak Prescott. Except Mike went on a Dallas radio station and said, do not sleep on Ezekiel Elliott. He's not getting enough run. In short, when Mike listens to Elliott, watches Elliott, it makes him want to get down with himself in the bathroom.
Dude, I'm telling you, man, when I listen to this boy talk about running the football like that, it just makes me want to go in the bathroom and spend some time by myself. I just love it.
What? Mike, my what? Man, I love this guy, and Zeke's exciting. Yeah, I'm just not sure he's that exciting. Damn, Mike. Maybe a cold shower?
Wow.
Do you like that, Allie?
That's
troubling.
That's too much.
That's what? Don't admit that. That's not how the boy should make you feel, right?
Allie, by too much, you mean that's not enough. You're right. That's not enough.
That's exactly
that's
what you meant.
That's a bizarre take.
All right. That's a tiny taste of what you'll get for 3 full hours on the Jim Rome radio show.
What if he goes to the Super Bowl? Then the guy's going to go all sex addict on himself.
Yeah.
He's saying that after 6 games.
Yeah.
He can't resist. My man, Mike.
JimRome.com from 9 till noon, West Coast, Monday through Friday. And then, of course, you can catch everything you missed on the Jim Rome podcast at JimRome.com or Play.it and iTunes. A lot of fun, as always. We'll do it again next Thursday. Thank you, Mr. Rome.
Get up. Let's make money.
K-Rock's Vein Drain Blood Drive is happening tomorrow at Universal Studios Hollywood. You can get all the details at KRock.com if you want to go down there and give some blood, get some great prizes. Ralph Garman is going to be there broadcasting live for the entirety of the show. I know we got a lot of people in the Garmy who are listening right now. You get a chance to get a photo with your hero. That'll be tomorrow. Again, details at KRock.com. Hope you can make it out.
Justin Bieber is the best, right?
I don't know what you mean by the best. He's having
he's awesome.
He's having maybe the best year of his career right now with all of these hits and all these sold out concert tours.
There's never a misstep. That's what I like about him.
Oh, well, I'm not saying that. I'm not saying he handles it well.
He's a solid entertainer, and there's never a misstep.
He is popular, but he sometimes is a dick.
In concert. He was at a concert and could not get his fans to shut up. He was telling them, be quiet. Mm. Here's what that sounded like.
Been away from my family, been away from a lot of my friends. Hey, guys, can you do me a favor? Can you guys do me a favor?
Every one of these girls is yelling, we love you, we love you.
Can you guys just relax? Well, for like 2 seconds. Thank you.
We don't care.
I get it, but I'm like 2 feet away from you.
Shut up and sing. What do you mean?
I'm all the love. It's amazing. But can you show it in a different way? Just try to show you love me like in a different way. The screaming is just so obnoxious. I get it, it's like, it's been in our blood and it's ingrained. We go to a concert and we scream and stuff, but if we can just scream after the song, enjoy the song, we scream, it was awesome, it was fun, and then we take a chill pill for a second and we just listen to me speak. I feel like I'm being heard sometimes and it gets a little frustrating. So if, when I'm speaking, you guys cannot scream at the top of your lungs. Is that cool with you guys? Can we do that?
He is fighting a losing battle right
now. It's obnoxious.
You're not at the hotel cafe.
Yeah.
You are playing at a stadium, and you're telling your fans how to enjoy themselves.
Yes.
F you.
You're trying to stop 16-year-old girls from screaming because they're excited. That's what you're trying to do. All right, bring him on. Let's get Justin Bieber back on the phone. He's always very generous with his time, at least on the Kevin and Bean Show, even if he doesn't appreciate his other fans. Hey, Justin, welcome back, sir. How are you?
Hey, how's it going, eh?
It's going all right. You all right? It sounds like you were having a little bit of a meltdown.
Can you do me a favor? Could you, like, relax for 2 seconds instead of with all the questions, okay?
I was just asking.
I get it, okay? But I'm, like, right on the phone with you. Okay?
Right, I'm not yelling. I just want to know how you were doing.
Okay, I appreciate the love, but can you please show it in a different way?
Okay, what way?
Well, maybe you could scream after the interview is over.
Oh, okay.
Like, take a chill pill for a second, okay?
But no one's
just listening
agitated.
To me. Just listen to me, because I have
a lot
of wisdom to share.
Okay.
And I just need you not to be asking questions. Is that cool with you guys?
In an interview?
No questions allowed?
I appreciate it, okay? I appreciate the interview.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But you're not interviewing me in the way that I want you to.
Okay, all right.
That's
we'll just follow
really
your lead then.
To me, okay?
Okay. How do you want us to
Could you please stop?
That's a question,
stop
Kevin.
Stop asking questions, Kevin.
Sorry.
Could you just relax
for
2 seconds?
Sorry.
All right.
I have been on the road for a long time, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And that means, like, I've been missing my friends and my family, okay?
Yeah.
So it's really hard, eh? Could you please stop? Could you stop being an alarm clock for a minute, okay? Just stop that. It's just hard when I'm on the road, and I have to... hold on a second. Could you stop being a phone, please? Stop interrupting me with all your phone ringing.
Poor guy.
Wow, you're having a rough time.
Could you just take a chill pill?
Sorry.
So
It's hard when I'm on the road.
Lupita, really? You have to vacuum now? Hey, stop. Look, I appreciate you cleaning my house, but clean it a different way, the way I want to, okay? Oh, no más. No más, Orale. Okay.
Poor Lupita.
Wow.
Where was I? I've been on the road, and it's super hard because I have friends and family.
Oh, no.
Do you have to have sex now, Kat? Can you just take a chill pill for a second and stop humping outside my window?
That seems fair. That seems reasonable to me.
Right? And so I just... Good.
I don't need a smoothie, Lupita. I don't need a smoothie, eh? I just had breakfast.
Lupita's... She's just trying to help.
Oh, okay. I just...
Oh.
Ah.
No.
Who is it?
Hello?
Oh, ding-dong bitch. Hate that. So anyway, when I was...
What's happening?
It's an earthquake!
Oh, no!
Earthquake! Could you stop, like, shaking, please, for, like, 2 minutes and do me a favor and stop the earth from moving? Because I want to talk about my feelings.
Okay.
Hey, it worked.
Okay. Talk about your feelings? No. Okay. I want to get started with this story that I enjoyed so much. The guy is a hero, as far as I'm concerned. I mean, this is in upstate New York, near Albany, in a place called Half Moon.
Jessup?
No.
Okay.
He was in West Virginia, by the way.
Oh.
His neighbor's house is on fire, and he, like a hero, busts in through the wall of his neighbor's house to rescue his neighbor's dog.
See the Kool-Aid man?
Yeah. Essentially, yes. He drove his car into the wall.
Oh.
To get into the house.
Okay.
Seems like maybe breaking a window might have been easier, but I mean, when the house is on fire, you do what you have to do. It's extraordinary circumstances, and you do it in a hurry. But however, the neighbors are not pleased that he did all that to save their pooch, and let's see if we can find out why from this news report.
Talk about a bad trip. Allegedly, through this fence and ending with 43-year-old Michael Orchard in Saratoga County Jail. Troopers say Orchard told them he mixed LSD with cough medicine Thursday afternoon, and they found him standing heroically with a dog in his arms outside of what he thought was a giant inferno.
He believed that the residence was on fire.
Oh, no.
And he was rescuing the dog.
No.
Neighbors tell us Orchard went around.
Wait, hold on. No. Wait, the house wasn't on fire?
Hold on now. The whole basis of this story is the house is on fire.
Yes. That is why he made the decision to break into the house to rescue the dog, Kevin, because the house was on fire. But wait, he's on LSD, so what?
Neighbors tell us Orchard went around the neighborhood banging on doors, yelling about a fire. Since no one would help, because there was no fire, the animal lover took matters into his own hands to save the dog, allegedly driving his BMW 3 Series through the fence. Troopers say once Orchard got through this fence with his vehicle, he got out, went up to the back door, smashed through it, and then went inside to save the family's dog.
Oh, he was like the Kool-Aid man. Allie, you were right about that.
Yeah.
So the neighbors, what's going on with the neighbors where this guy, this crazy man knocks on the door and says, you got to help, look, there's a fire. And then they look out, there's no fire. It must have been so confusing for him that people were just probably slamming doors on him, right?
Oh,
imagine what's going through his head. All right, so now he's in the house.
Orchard was charged with burglary and criminal mischief and put in county jail on $15,000 bail. Neighbors didn't want to go on camera because they're scared of retribution in the tightly packed development.
What do you think that's about, by the way?
Retribution?
What retribution against them? They weren't even home. They just had a crazy guy knock down their door and their fence.
That's weird.
Why would anyone look negatively at them, I wonder? And it's not like they charged him or sued him, as far as we know. He was just arrested for all the things he did. I was confused by that.
Several neighbors listing things Orchard has allegedly destroyed in the past. We asked Trooper Mark Siepel why there were no drug charges if Orchard was allegedly high.
He drove over yards and through the fence, and at no point was he on the roadway, nor were any illegal substances found in his possession.
Troopers say Orchard was very cooperative. And who wouldn't be if you thought you were a dog-saving hero and not a suspect?
dog-saving hero right there, ladies. You know, the man just trying to do the right thing, that's so all.
He did not get charged because he wasn't driving on the street?
Yes, he's driving over yards and through fences.
That's insane.
That neighborhood's whacked. Everything about this story. Everything. The police, everything. None of that makes sense.
But the dog's fine, you guys.
Thank God.
I mean, the dog was real.
The dog was also fine before all of this.
Yeah, yes, true. The dog was just laying on a rug, just having a nap.
on a rug.
Next thing you know, this crazy man just comes in and drags it out into the street for no reason. But I want you to know, though, because I was concerned when I saw the headline, that the dog is real, first of all, and the dog was fine. The dog wasn't hurt at all.
I heard laying on a rug.
I heard he was.
That's what I heard.
That's a pretty good guess,
like
by the
do.
Way.
No, as a dog?
Kevin, you have a dog. When you're not home, what are the chances that most of the time your dog is just laying on a rug? Right?
I mean,
that's what dogs do.
Just laying on a rug.
You don't know, man.
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. You're listening to the Kevin and Bean Show at 8:52.
You still have a few more hours to get in on the fun of watching Green Day as they came by K-Rock yesterday and performed live in the Red Bull Sound Space. Chip, you were standing by with your bass ready to jump in if there was a mishap on stage, I understand?
Yeah, I mean, you know, they played like 14 songs, so Mike Dirt might have gotten tired. So I was ready to jump in anytime he needed help.
Yeah, his limit's, what, 12 usually?
Yeah, right.
10, 11, that's when he starts to fade?
But he seemed to have a handle on it, so.
Plus he couldn't see you.
Right. He fought his way through.
Because she's not large.
She's not a big person.
Right? She's not.
Oh, Kevin.
Thank you, Ralph.
Strong.
Thank you.
Woo!
Thank you.
Well, it was a great performance by a band that doesn't know how to do anything but. And if you want to see it, you can for free at KROQ.com through 4 o'clock this afternoon. Green Day and the Red Bull Sound Space at K-Rock. Ralph is here now. Time for another look at the Showbiz Beat. What's going on?
K-Rock's Vein Drain Blood Drive happening tomorrow.
Yeah!
That's what's going on. Universal Studios Hollywood. Come on down. Starts at 5 a.m. so you can get in before you have to head off to work or school. But they'll be taking blood all day long until 1 p.m. in the afternoon. And we always have a great turnout for this thing. I'm always proud to be down there and say hi to folks. And the staff from K-Rock's street team will be there giving out tickets just for coming down. You can get tickets to Universal Studios Halloween Horror Nights, Red Hot Chili Peppers show. 21 Pilots, Danny Elfman's Halloween gig at the Hollywood Bowl, Festival Supreme, Panic at the Disco, Bad Religion, Stan Lee's Comic-Con, and more. You can get more details at krock.com. But come on down, say hi tomorrow, and give some blood.
We are always impressed by the fans of this radio station, how they turn out for stuff like this.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
Good people. Speaking of Stan Lee's Comic-Con, do want to remind folks, it's happening October 28th through the 30th. And it's going to be a great event, and I will also be down there as well on Saturday. Kevin Smith and I, my Hollywood Babylon buddy, will be sitting down and doing a panel with the cast, the original cast of TV's Batman. Adam West, Burt Ward, Julie Newmar, and Catwoman from the Batman movie, Lee Merriweather. The four of them will be sitting down with Kevin and myself, and we'll be talking about stuff Batman.
Ralph, out of all the stuff you've done with Batman cast over the years, is it still a thrill for you to know that that event is coming up, or are you kind of now used to it?
Of course. I always love seeing those people, and it's always a thrill, and it's always great to hang out and talk with them. And I get to use my seemingly pointless and useless encyclopedic knowledge of that TV series. Every once in a while, I get to actually use it. And so that comes in handy as well. So looking forward to that. So you can go to Comic-Con, Stanley's Comic-Con, Stanley's Los Angeles Comic-Con. You can get your tickets there, October 28th through the 30th. Last night, of course, was the third and final presidential debate. It's funny how television can influence people, especially their music tastes.
Wrong.
I thought it was interesting that Spotify said after the debate last night, streams of two particular songs shot up over 250% since the airing of that debate, since people were watching.
Two songs?
Yeah. Can you imagine what songs they would be?
Yes.
Bad Hombre.
Bad Hombre. Yes! If Bad Hombre was a song, people would be listening. But no, they were listening to these two songs. This one's nasty, nasty voice. Right? Yeah. Such a nasty woman. He said about Hillary Clinton. Then, of course, then this makes sense too. It's not the kind of nasty I like. I want dirty, not nasty. Nasty woman. So 250% it shot up. People are like watching the debate and said, oh, Nasty. I forgot I like that song with Nasty in it. I'm going to go stream that. I thought it was spectacular that Kanye West is back and ranting in style.
Great. Yeah, don't you get about 40 minutes of Kanye talking on stage if you go to see him in concert these days?
Yes, he's got a lot to get off his chest. He went off on Drake and Pop Style. And he wanted to talk about the verse that never made it to the final version. And he went on and on about Tidal and Apple. And there was a lot of conspiracy theories running around in Kanye West's head. But I thought the weirdest rant he went on was against Jay-Z.
Really?
Who he said he always considered a brother.
Longtime friend, collaborator.
Yeah, they've toured together, did an album together.
No more. Now they're on the outs. Because Jay-Z didn't stop by and check up on how Kanye was doing after Kim Kardashian's robbery in Paris. Jay-Z didn't come over to the house to hold his hand.
Really?
So now it's F you. They're done, Kevin. They're done professionally.
Really? Because of that?
Yeah. Here's part of his rant.
You call me after the robbery. You say how you're feeling. You want to know how I'm feeling? Come by the house. Bring the kids by the house. Like my brothers. Let's sit down. Next one.
Did he say he called him?
Uh-huh.
But that wasn't enough.
No, don't call me and say, how are you?
Really?
Come by the house. With kids. Bring the kids.
Maybe a casserole.
Right.
That sounds like a fun concert.
Some vegetarian lasagna. Some sparkling water. Maybe like grapefruit flavor. You know.
That's bizarre.
That is bizarre. All about Kanye, though, right?
Man, if you don't exactly what he wants you to do, the way he wants you to do it,
I mean,
are out.
He did check on him.
But he didn't come by the house,
Kevin. Not the
right
way.
What's wrong with you? You don't get it, man.
Kanye is the Donald Trump of music.
He really is. That's an excellent point. Nasty boys don't mean a thing. It's Mr. Garmin if you're nasty. Celebrity birthdays. Tom Petty, 66 years old today. Danny Boyle is 60. Viggo Mortensen turns 58. Snoop Dogg's 45.
What do you do, nephew?
John Krasinski's 37, and Candace Swanepoel celebrates her 28th birthday. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
We are always happy to welcome our good friend Dr. Drew Pinsky onto the program. We know an actual doctor that we can ask questions to, and that is a lot of fun. And yesterday I learned something from Dr. Drew's Twitter account that I didn't know. Hey, Doc, how are you?
Hey, what'd you learn? I'm fascinated to hear.
I clicked on a link that you put up there and found out that Dr. Ruth Westheimer is still alive.
Oh, yeah. Now she's still alive. I did a little promotional thing with her, which was very fun, for Keeping Up with the Joneses. And she is not only alive, she's still doing research. She is amazingly vibrant. I mean, my God.
How old is Dr. Ruth? I feel like she was popular back in, like, the 80s.
I don't know who Dr. Ruth is. Does that make me bad?
Oh, the sex doctor? She was like your grandma talking about dildos?
Mm.
Wow, Alex, nice.
I mean, right?
But I mean, that was what was so shocking about her at the time. I mean, when was she popular in relation to when you guys started Loveline, Drew?
It was really late 80s, early 90s when she was very popular. You're absolutely right about that. But did you know she was an Israeli sniper? She was in the Israeli army, and because of her size, they made her into a sniper.
Really?
Is she sleep?
Dr. Ruth? No!
She is a crazy. She's a ball buster. She's the real deal.
Because she's like 4'11", right?
She's tiny, and she is bright as a whip. It was such a pleasure to work with her, I got to tell you. And we're going out to dinner in a couple weeks in New York.
Oh, my God.
But am I wrong? It was like listening to your grandma talk about sex stuff.
Except when you realize she's such a pro. She's such a well-trained professional. It's that accent that throws you off, I think.
Yeah. But it made me feel more comfortable listening to her because she was like your nana, just telling you really creepy stuff.
Remember that other one from Canada with Sue Johnson?
No.
Oh, yeah, Sue Johnson. I remember her, too.
Yeah, she was the same. Oh, of course. She was another one like that. She was a nurse, and people don't know everyone's backstory. Sue Johnson was a nurse who set up the first STD screening clinics in schools in Canada, throughout Canada. She was very a real pro.
Well, listen, I'm glad you brought up STDs, and I know this isn't what we're going to talk about, but I just have to ask. You saw yesterday all over the news that the Center for Disease Control came out and said that we have the highest level of STDs now ever or something?
I didn't see the headline, but we have outbreaks of certain STDs that are hitting records. Yes, for sure. Now, some of it may be that we're sort of detecting things better, but yeah, we have sexually transmitted diseases have become exceedingly common. It depends, of course, which ones you're talking about.
Is that because so many people now feel like they don't have to worry about AIDS as much anymore, so they're passing on the condom and they're getting other stuff because of it?
Yes, I think that is a good part of it. And I think people are not well educated. They're cavalier, and this is the day of Tinder and casual sex, and if they're not getting that HPV vaccine, they're putting themselves at risk of not just infections but cancer. And so, for God's sakes, everybody, get that damn vaccine. I was just talking to someone yesterday who lost someone to cervical cancer. Go watch one young person die of cervical cancer and tell me you won't run out and get that vaccine.
Yeah, you've been telling us that for a long time. Well, we'll shelve the STD topic for another day because we do want to spend some more time on that. But real quick, Dr. Drew, since you're on the line, I don't know if this is an area you know too much about, but Ralph tomorrow is going to be helping K-Rock once again this year down at Universal Studios. We do a blood drive every year. It's called the Vein Drain Blood Drive, giving away lots of prizes down there from starting at 5 a.m., and we're inviting people and we're begging people, really, to come on down and give blood. You know, less than 10% of eligible donors in the United States give blood. And it's so easy to do and literally saves a life, right?
Yeah, I mean, literally. And you got to remember that donated blood only lasts about 6 weeks. So we have to constantly replace the blood supply. It's not something that once you give, you know, we can sit on a shelf until you use it. It doesn't work like that. And so it is so important that we all give blood. And it's not, again, people have to remember, it's for many different purposes. Sometimes it's surgery, sometimes it's gastrointestinal bleeding, sometimes it's trauma. These absolutely save lives. And so, yes, we can easily make a difference by just donating. Occasionally, even, it make a gigantic difference. But I just happen to think, you're down there at Universal with the Halloween thing going on.
Uh-huh. Yes.
I wonder if they're excluding scary clowns. Scary clowns allowed to
do blood? Good question. You know what? A lot of schools and other places are saying no. You know, Target's not even selling clown costumes this year. I wonder how. I suspect everybody is welcome. You can come down costume or not if you want to give blood.
I think you're right. Even a scary clown, provided that they meet thresholds.
Yeah, and let's talk about the criteria for a second, because a lot of people are confused. They don't know why they might be eliminated. What's the primary reason somebody would not be eligible to be a donor?
The primary, you don't want to expose somebody to, say, I think everyone would understand, Zika virus, though even that you can donate 4 weeks after exposure. Hepatitis, if you've had a jaundice that was related to a viral illness, you don't want to give blood. If you're even on antibiotics, they would prefer you not to give blood, not because of the antibiotics, but because presumably you're on an antibiotic to treat a bacterial illness, which, of course, almost never happens these days. Everyone gets antibiotics for everything. But given that there's supposed to be a bacterial illness there, you don't want that circulating in the blood that you're given. The issue of HIV and AIDS, of course, obviously if you have HIV, you don't want to be donating. But now they've expanded the criteria where it used to exclude gay men, and now it's men who have sex with men, provided you've not had contact. I believe it's within the last 12 months.
Now, what's that about? I mean, if they're going to test every donation for HIV anyway, why does it matter whether you're gay or not?
It doesn't matter about gay. It's a matter about high-risk behavior. And listen, it's not just about HIV. It's also about things like hepatitis C, other things that could, CMV, cytomegalovirus, things that could go potentially undetected. But you're right. It's overkill. I mean, they're being extra super cautious with the blood supply.
I do have to ask, because of our audience, they smoke a lot of weed.
Yeah.
That cool?
Have at it.
All right.
Yeah.
Oh, that's good to know.
IV drug users, no, but weed, yes.
Okay. And how about this? Also, because of our audience, I have heard that there are some places that don't let you give blood if you've had a tattoo recently.
It's if it's not a state-regulated tattoo. My understanding is, again, there may be a certain number, a window of a few weeks or something, after which, again, this is more about the bacterial issue. But if it's a state-regulated tattoo parlor, which I believe California has all state-regulated, you're fine.
Okay. Oh, that's good news. All right. All right. Final question for me, Dr. Dewan. Forgive me if this is too in the weeds or too detailed and I'm wasting everyone's time, but I'm really, really curious. I know that they have blood types. Everybody has a blood type, and you're not supposed to mix some of the blood types. Like if I'm a B, you can't put A blood in me. What happens to somebody if they do?
The blood hemolyzes. The blood just breaks apart. It attacks. There's an immune reaction against that blood, and that can be devastating.
So your body literally attacks that blood?
Yeah. Wow. Yeah, it's attacking and clotting. It's disastrous.
Is there any knowledge as to why we have different blood types as humans?
I don't know. Gosh, I used to know this, and I can't think of...
I feel like that's one question too many.
That's what I'm famous for.
I'm not sure anybody knows in great detail.
Or cares.
Well, no, obviously, it's, you know, the reasons of the... you know, there's a lot to...
Right.
I'm going to wave my hands. Let me look that up.
Just put up the white flag.
Okay.
We'll do the same.
Fine. I went one question too much. I think you're right, Kevin. Dr. Drew, we always appreciate you. We'll be at drdrew.com checking out all the podcasts and live appearances. And, of course, we look for you every weekday afternoon with Mike Catherwood from noon till 3 on KABC. Have a great week, sir.
Got it.
Raul Jimenez from Mission Hills, thank you so much for listening to the Kevin and Bean Show. We really, really appreciate it. And you have been rewarded with tickets to Universal Studios Halloween Horror Nights. Got this for you all day long today, right up until 9 p.m. and all day tomorrow as well. So krock.com is where you're going to go for all the details. Rob is here now. Time for a final look at the showbiz people. What's going on?
Warner Brothers has announced they've got the rights to Willy Wonka from Roald Dahl's estate, and they're planning a new movie based on the character. Now, for those of you who are fans of the original novels, you know there's only two books, Charlie and the Chocolate Factory and Charlie and the Glass Elevator. And they're going prequel on this. They're going to have a solo Willy Wonka movie based on his early adventures, when he was a young, sexy chocolate explorer. And he'd go through the woods slathered with cocoa butter looking for licorice ladies.
So they're going to Smallville it up.
I don't know. It's maybe it'll be his first encounters with the Oompa Loompas. He does refer to that a little bit in the book, originally in Chocolate Factory. I just could you please?
Just stop it?
Just leave something alone. Just pick one thing and leave it alone. And if it turns out to be Willy Wonka, it's all the better. But just stop it.
But, stop. Ralph, you can go home tonight. You can watch The Exorcist on TV, that series. You can watch the Lethal Weapon series. I mean, there's a lot of good choices out there for creative Hollywood types.
Look, apparently Lethal Weapon and people are enjoying that. I've heard good things about The Exorcist, too. I get that. But not everything has to be a reboot and a remake, right? Not everything. By the way, tonight, don't forget Rocky Horror Picture Show on Fox. Jeez, crackers. I was, I was excited about that initially. I said, this is kind of cool. A new take on this. I love the film. I love the show, the stage show. And I said, this will be cool. After we talked about it a little bit, I went online and I looked at a bunch of trailers and stuff and everything. It's just pretty much a replication of what the other film was, only with less goodness. Laverne Cox is pretty much doing a Tim Curry impression. Adam Lambert is pretty much doing Meatloaf in the Hot Patootie number. It's just basically a literal remake.
Well, that's
odd. What's the point of that?
Why do that?
And it's not as sexy or as daring as the feature was, because it's broadcast television, so it's sort of watered down.
Right, and that was 40 years ago when that really was unusual and different from what you usually see.
Plus...
Yes.
Plus boobs. There's a lot of boobs in the original. That's what I remember mostly about it, was seeing as a young man. Wow, look at all the boobs. Look at Susan Sarandon's boobs.
Giant size cans.
Giant size cans. Just saying. Let's talk about good things on television, like Wet Hot American Summer, 10 years later. Season 2 will be airing on Netflix soon. And Alyssa Milano has been added to the cast. Makes me laugh already. Her role is being kept under wraps for the time being, but she is going to fit in with the large returning cast, which includes, and it always stuns me when I see they got these people together to work on this. After the original film, they all went off to be bigger stars, and now they're coming back because they love the product. Bradley Cooper, Paul Rudd, Elizabeth Banks, Michael Ian Black, Janine Garofalo, Amy Poehler, Molly Shannon, Lake Bell, Michael Showalter, Christopher Maloney, Chris Pine, and Kristen Wiig.
Wow.
Wow.
Right?
And is this for Netflix again?
Yes.
That's
Season
great.
2 will be on Netflix as well. So that's good stuff.
That last reboot that they did was terrific.
Yeah, the first season was great. And, Allie, you'll be happy to know.
Mm-hmm.
Joey McIntyre's getting his own show.
Oh, yeah.
Sorry, I didn't mean to insult your intelligence.
I mean,
He is the founder of ISIS. He's the founder of ISIS.
I don't believe that's on his IMDb page.
And he's got a wooden hand, if I remember correctly.
That is true. He does have a wooden
hand. He's the man who invented Booyah.
No, not Booyah.
Douchebag!
No, a new kid.
Oh, new kid's on the block.
New
right.
kid on the block, Joey
he
McIntyre.
Is a dick?
He's not. He's a very nice guy.
Right.
He's got a new comedy series in which Joey will star as himself trying to get a job as an actor. Instead, he gets a gig as a talk show host on a cable network. The Joey Mac Project, it's being called. That's got to be temporary, right?
All right. That's a placeholder.
His real life wife, Barrett, and three kids will reportedly also appear on the show. So it sounds like sort of a hybrid reality slash comedy slash scripted thing that he's doing.
Okay. Allie, you're in, though, right?
I am in. I actually have seen some stuff that Adam Ray has posted. He's guest starring in a bunch of episodes.
Adam Ray!
Johnny Ray. But yeah, Adam's going to be on some stuff.
Well, good. I'm glad Adam's going to be on stuff.
Yeah.
Today's celebrity birthday is Tom Petty, 66 years old today. Danny Boyle turns 60. Viggo Mortensen is 58. Snoop Dogg. No, I was expecting
that. What do you do, nephew?
That's surprising. That surprised me. There was nothing there, actually.
Do it again. I'm ready now.
No, we're all good. We're all good. Okay. I don't expect help, but when you start working against me, that's when it hurts.
I've been working against you for a long, long time.
That's when it's crippling. John Krasinski's 37, and Candace Swanepoel, 28 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Thank you, Ralph. The SoCal Helpful Honda dealers are handing out random acts of helpfulness. We all win with a 5 o'clock hour that is commercial-free here on K-Rock tomorrow morning on all-new Kevin and Bean Show. Ralph will be at Universal Studios for the K-Rock Vein Drain Blood Drive. Brand-new Internet Roundup. We've got Rachel Bloom from Crazy Ex-Girlfriend and RJ Bell from Las Vegas with his picks for Week 7 of the NFL. That's tomorrow.